Thank you, Trevor. I'd like to now start off our question and answer session with the questions posted online. We'll start off with questions for you, Trevor, just to keep them fresh in everybody's mind. And the first question is, could we obtain a copy of the survey you were discussing in your presentation?
Sure thing. I'd be happy to send it, but you could also find it on our website. It is included in the appendices of our report. That's a link to which you can find on our website. I believe it's Appendix B.
Fantastic. Thank you. The next question, Trevor, is how did you handle assumptions on traffic originating from Canada, and how did you address issues with gathering that data? Also, what assumptions have you made on bridge capacity?
We didn't do travel modeling to and from Canada. We used the Transurge data set from Michigan, which does include origins and destinations in Canada, that was the freight flow aspect of it. We also, for our industry profiles, took in the equivalent of our county business patterns from the Canadian side to take a look at similar industries on their side of the river. And as far as bridge capacity, we weren't trying to duplicate purpose and need for additional crossings. Our highlights from our recommendations come from both our surveys and in general the just taking a look at where we could possibly expand for the transportation distribution logistics sector. Canada is an obvious target for transitioning goods to and from our region.
Okay, thank you. The next question for you, Trevor, is does the economic analysis tool belong to Michigan DOT, and could we in FDOT obtain a copy of it?
You can find a version of the tool up on the same web page as well. The tool was made in partnership with NDOT. We relied upon them heavy in the development, but it's our tool, you could find it there, and you could see the table that's built in there that's based on the assumptions that we made for how the curves would and the changes in travel time would affect the each individual county to be expressed regionally.
Okay. Thank you. I see that there are still some questions typing in, but while we wait, I'll go back to the questions for Tom. And Tom, did you consider including the United States Postal Service in your meetings for the Georgia Freight and Logistics Plan? I understand they are working to increase package delivery services.
That's a good question. What we kind of did was a little kind of broader brush approach to get kind of that state level, macro level movement of trucks specifically, for example. We have, every year we get increasingly improved classification counts that we do statewide. When I started here 16 years ago, they were really spotty, but now, you know, I've got truck counts throughout the state. We also use the statewide model, kind of a recently developed true four-step statewide model to start predicting truck trips and what locations and what volumes. We're also, again, here luckily to have the research arm of the American Motor Trucking Association, ATRI, and used quite a bit of data and worked a lot with them on some of the kind of new evolving research they get. Again, it doesn't say the truck data is from this company or that company. That's stripped off. But those have been really good resources for us. Again, kind of a macro-level state perspective. Typically, you'll see more detailed look when you get to the MPOs. Atlanta Regional Commission has a really robust freight planning program, and I didn't go into the details where, again, I was macro, and I worked with a lot of my MPOs that are kind of more micro level, and we're trying to stitch in the story of what we saw with what they said to have a real comprehensive view.
Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm. The next question. You mentioned the REMI model. Can you please describe what variables or data you used in the model to obtain the economic impacts shown on the financial summary slide?
Sure. Basically, we used changes in travel time that were kind of commonly referred to as vehicle operating costs for the trucks and the autos. We included environmental benefits, safety considerations, and safety benefits. Those are all kind of inputs to that REMI model. The model converted this into monetary impacts, and we actually did do benefit cost. I mentioned that the more robust one that we talked about and went out with was ROI. But we did have BC, but you find it's also kind of hard to, with BC, to areas that don't have a lot of congestion, so that, you know, the benefit is not quicker travel times, because that was never a problem. How to get good projects, again, as part of a system and connectivity, to not kind of get left in the dust versus ones that have this great BC because they're in metro Atlanta with a lot of congestion and look like they're silver bullets. So that's pretty much it. If folks want to read, I have a whole tech memo on it. If you dig into that website, people that love that kind of statistical analysis, we've got it.
Okay, thank you. Next question is for both presenters, and it is, would more detail for movements be useful, or do you feel you get all the data, all of the detail you need from typical sources such as FAF, CFS, and Transearch? Also, would data for the last 12 months be useful for this sort of analysis?
Trevor, you want to go?
Sure. Yes, the more recent data would be very useful. Michigan Department of Transportation does a very, very admirable job in purchasing Transearch data on a really regular basis to update its own modeling, and is very, very helpful in answering questions and distributing it to us. However, especially for our region, with the amount of change that took place between 2008 and now, was pretty astonishing for us, and so we weren't able to, even data that was a year and a half, 2 years old, was so very out of date that we did the best that we could with it, but it needed to be taken with some grain of salt just because the situation had changed so rapidly for us during that time.
This is Tom. I had a boss that used to say, data is good and free data is better. I look at that and I'm like, sure, somebody's offering it to me. We take what those stats bases you saw. We're lucky again to have a statewide model that could actually kind of do modal diversions too, so we get estimates if somebody says, you know, how much investment would you need to be able to divert X amount of tons onto rail? You know, those kind of questions could be answered. So again, free data is good. In the interim, we've got those sources. We do the processing, and I also remind folks, typically, you know, most big statewide plans or like MPO long-range plans are the kind of 20, 25-year window anyway. So we're going back every, you know, 4 or 5 years, unless you're like a non-attainment MPO. Revisiting your assumptions and making sure, you know, again, fuel prices have gone up long term. How does that affect modal shifts? So we're going back, you know, every 4 or 5 years and going to keep it fresh anyway. So again, it gets me free, but I'm trying to remind folks that are not in the industry that we're not done with this freight plan. And I'm sure at SEMCOG you guys are not finished either. It never ends, so, which is a good thing. Remember, everything changes, everything's connected, so pay attention. So. Anyway, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you both. I do not currently see any additional questions in the chat pod, so I will begin reading the closeout information. But please feel free, if you think of any other questions, type them in the chat box, and we'll check the chat box before we close out this seminar. But I'd like to thank you all for attending today's seminar. The recorded version of this event will be available online within the next few weeks on the Talking Freight website. As a reminder, if you are an AICP member and would like to receive 1.5 certification maintenance credits for attending the seminar, please make sure you are signed in today with your first and last name, or type your first and last name into the chat box if you are attending with a group of people. Please download the evaluation form and email it to me after you have completed it. And please also download the CM credit instructions if you are unsure how to obtain credits for today's seminar. I'd like to let everybody know that we will be holding a special Talking Freight session on November 28th on the topic of MAP 21 Freight Provisions. Registration is now available for that seminar, and to register, please visit the Talking Freight website. Following that, the next regularly scheduled seminar will be held on December 19th on the topic of Freight Academy Capstone Projects. Registration for this seminar is not yet available, but an email will be sent out when registration opens. Also, as an additional reminder, interim guidance on state freight plans and state freight advisory committee comment period closes tomorrow. I am pasting this information in the chat box now, but the comment period closes tomorrow, November 15th. I have included a link in the chat box to the Federal Register's notice for more information if you are interested. Additionally, I encourage you all to join the Freight Planning Listserv if you have not already done so. At this time, I do not see any additional questions in the chat box. So with that, I will again thank you for your participation today, and I hope you have a great day.